right. So, Brian Whitman, we're here today a little ahead of the show coming up on PBS, a show about Walt Disney, American Experience. But here we're going to talk to you today because you are a Western New Yorker who got to become part of the experience at Disney. So, first off, I understand you're a graduate of St. Francis High School, grew up in the Hamburg area?
That is correct. I actually started at St. Peter and Paul Catholic School in Hamburg and went to St. Francis High School. And, yes, this is where I was born and raised at Mercy Hospital, so I'm a Buffalo boy, true and true, and started my career at the Erie County Fair back in 1976. So it was from my very early ages. My first start was right into the entertainment business.
And is that what you always wanted to do?
Yeah, you know, it really was. Prior to 1976, when I was in high school at St. Francis, I was really getting interested in the music industry, and I played several instruments and was getting to be quite a musician. I was getting pretty good at it, but what I learned is that I loved the business of entertainment more than entertaining. And I started learning about what producers do and what the business side of entertainment was, and that really got me quite interested and quite excited about that business. So from that point on, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and it was to be in the entertainment business.
Now, starting off at the Erie County Fair, that was in your teenage years?
Yeah, my late teens. I did, and I worked there through high school and through college in my summers. And I would go back, and the fair was, I realized early on that the Erie County Fair, which I don't know, I think some people might take it for granted that it's just another fair, but, you know, it's in the top 10 fairs in the United States. It's a great entertainment venue. We have fantastic concerts there, great attractions, great education. I mean, what a fantastic facility in our backyard. So I was delighted that I could get a job there, and I could see the potential of what that could do for my career. And it's, across my village. So why not go and be a part of it? And I was lucky enough to work my way in and up through the ranks and all the way up to last year. I was the chairman of the 175th Erie County Fair. And we had record attendance and a great year, and the fair has continued along that path. So I'm very proud to have been part of the Erie County Fair.
And clearly working there did do a great deal for your career. I understand you went on to work for Darien Lake, Marriott, Six Flags, the Ice Capades, and ultimately you got to work for the big show, Walt Disney, for the company.
I did. I stayed the course. And I tell kids that today, the best you can, when you find out what your passion is and you find out something that you really enjoy, go for it. And I stayed the course and was lucky enough to actually be recruited by the Walt Disney Company back in the mid-80s under the kind of the modern day Walt Disney, who is a guy named Michael Eisner. And he came on and wanted to bring in some new young talent, and I was one of the guys he recruited and brought into the mix, and I joined the team down in Orlando and spent 3 years there, and then out to Los Angeles for 20 years, and then and I was back in Orlando here the last 10 years or so. So,
Florida, Los Angeles, that's quite a change from Western New York. As a native of the Hamburg area of Western New York, what did you bring into your career as a whole, but in particular to Disney, from Western New York that really stuck with you?
I think there's this is such a great environment of Western New York and a great community and great diversity of an area and real grounding. I mean, you really come out here as a grounded individual. I think taking that out along with some of the experience I had the ability and the learnings of how to, working hard and it was just the culture that we live in here just really prepared me for that. It's a lot of work out there, and to make it in Los Angeles and to make it in the largest, entertainment company in the world, Disney's $175 billion corporation, and for a little guy from Hamburg to make it and to survive and do well in that kind of an organization, I attribute so much of that to my roots in Western New York, and all that I learned here from you know, Darien Lake to the Erie County Fair to all the mentors that I had locally, and the hard work. You got to work hard. That's the ultimate part of it, and they taught me a lot here.
So you were with the company for nearly three decades and went from promotions all the way up to, I understand, corporate vice president of global special events. Seems like a pretty big impressive leap, really. And you were part of expanding Disney's events from being home based to out there in public venues, and that's just a touch of what I understand you got to take part in at Disney. So in all that time there, what stands out to you the most?
You know, there were so many hundreds of things that we would do, almost 1,000 things a year that I would touch and be a part of, and I think in my career, kind of the one thing, I guess, if you're asking what stood out the most, it would probably be the 50th anniversary of Disneyland, when Disneyland turned 50. Actually, 10 years ago, it just turned 60 this past July. But on July 17th, 2005, was the 50th anniversary of Disneyland. And it was such a big, huge, giant celebration, you know, big shows, lots of celebrities, you know, a lot of VIP events at the park, a lot of, you know, 1,000 media were there to cover it. It was such a big deal. But that morning, I was out in the park walking Main Street alone, as much as I could be alone, and without it opened. And I stopped and paused and thought, the last time this moment happened, I mean, 50 years ago to this moment, Walt Disney did the exact same thing. And that just kind of gave me I got goosebumps. I just thought, wow, this is really the last guy to really open up Disney this big was Walt Disney. And now I'm the second guy. And I thought that was pretty cool.
A little bit of that magical feeling, so to speak.
I tell you, it really was. I mean, it really is. As hard as you work and as much as you love the company, you have a lot of great moments at Disney, but that was one that was just so special because not a lot of people have had a chance to do that. And he was in charge the first day, and I was in charge the second day.
Sounds pretty cool. As an insider, you know, there's a lot of things that people do know about Disney, the man, the company, but there's always a lot of things that most people don't know, be it urban legends, inside park secrets. It's a very tight ship that's run over there if you've ever visited the parks. I know I like to watch out for the details when I get to go visit, Disney parks and see Disney events. As an insider, what is there something that maybe most people don't know that also really stood out to you?
You know, one thing I think, I don't know, I guess the one thing is that Walt Disney he worked hard. He was a very hard worker, and he was a great visionary. And I know people say that, but I don't know if you really stop and think about that. And risk taker, I mean, would be another big word I would think of when I think about Walt Disney. And I don't know if people realize the risk he took. And he really, while it seems great today to look back on his career and say, wow, he built the parks and he built the films and he was so successful and, you know, wow, Walt Disney. And, you know, early on, I mean, everything he did with the animation and the live action and animation together and building Disneyland and then going into Europe and Asia with parks were all great visions. And when Disneyland was being, when he announced that for Anaheim, it was a joke. You're going to build a little amusement park down in the middle of an orange grove in the middle of nowhere, an hour or 2 hours away from Los Angeles? You know, what are you thinking, Walt Disney? And he believed in himself. And I think you got to pause and really realize what a risk taker he was and what a great visionary he was. And how hard he worked. I mean, he was walking that park every morning. He walked that park late at night while it was being built. He built an apartment and lived right at Disneyland so he didn't have to go home at night and come back. He lived right on property, and his apartment is still there today.
One more thing I do want to ask about the company and your experiences. Like you said, he was an innovator. You know, reading through a bit of a biography on Disney, I saw that, you know, he was the first to use certain technologies in the animation, in the film world, certainly the first to use certain technologies in the parks, from seeing probably animatronics, I'm sure, was a big first there. In your experience, in your job, what did it take to be an innovator? I mean, can you do anything but be an innovator if you're going to succeed at Disney?
You know, you have to be there's two parts to that, and it's not just about being an innovator and being creative. It's about being an innovator and being creative and getting it done. And that's why we have a division at Disney called Imagineering. And people hear about Imagineering, and they think, oh, those are the creative guys. They're very creative. They are. They're brilliant. Everybody, if you have to work at Disney, you've got to be on the creative side. You have to understand the creativity. But you have to understand and come up with ideas that can actually be done. And that's where Imagineering is your imagination and engineering together. It's got to work together. And I think that's where Walt just didn't dream big. He made things happen. He got things built. He figured out ways and hired the right people that knew how to do things. And I think that's such a key at Disney. It's just not about big ideas. I mean, we had 1,000 big ideas a day we would talk about, but maybe only one of them could actually work. But creativity was key to that company. It's all about creativity.
Your career has come a little bit full circle. You're back in Western New York, retired at this point, I understand. And you're working on some special projects to help the community. Can you tell me a little bit about what they are and what drove you to do them?
Well, you know, my wife and I decided of all the places we could live in the world, we made a decision a year ago to move back to Western New York. For one simple reason, two simple reasons. One is our family and our friends are all here. And the second one is we just love Western New York, especially now. It is just busting at the seams with great, wonderful new developments and a lot of energy and a lot of excitement. And we really wanted to be back and be a part of this renaissance of Western New York. So that's been exciting. And then while we're back here, you know, in my 30 years, I've been able and been very blessed to do a lot of wonderful, exciting things and learn a lot. So if I can bring some of that back here and help out organizations like Shays Buffalo, and I'm very involved with the JP Foundation out in Hamburg and the autism, the money it's raised for autism, and you know, St. Mary's School for the Deaf, which we have a close relationship with, and a lot of others, are just things that I think are places where I can, you know, think about giving back. But it is. I mean, you want to come back and say, what can I do to help? And if I can take something that I've learned and I can help you here, then I want to do that. And that's what my wife and I are doing that. And we're actually just announced that we're going to be chairing the 90th anniversary gala of Shays Theater for next April. So tickets will be available shortly. but things like that, we want to do that. And if we can help and preserve Shays and what Shays Theater is doing for Western New York and for Buffalo, and to have that venue here in our backyard, and if what I've learned can be used to help Shays at all, then I'm going to do that. And as long as they'd like us to help, we're more than happy to.
All right. Sounds good. Well, one last question that, of course, I have to ask. Favorite Disney character?
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse?
I am. He's the boss. He's the boss, and there's all the characters are great in their own way, but at the end of the day, Mickey's the boss.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Brian Whitman, thanks so much for spending your time here with us at WBFO. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been great.